So obviously, Grant, it's not all that long ago that you were in this situation. Does it feel different this time around?
No, not really. You know, I got the players in on Sunday and had a chat with them, and basically just explained to them that three managers in the space of 13 or 14 months is not acceptable. You know, I think they agreed. They had no choice to agree. I didn't give them a chance to speak, to be honest. It is not acceptable, and it's not acceptable for this football club. It's a difficult situation for everyone. The players have responded well Monday, Tuesday, but you know, Monday, Tuesday doesn't mean anything to me. It's more Saturday that they need to respond now.
Do the players recognise that this club has got a bit of a reputation now? People will look at the number of managers on paper, and clearly it doesn't look that great.
Well, they obviously do. A lot of them have been here for the last 13, 14 months, you know, in the building. So they've seen it, as have I, really. So it's not good. You know, it's not good for anyone, but it's a results driven business at the end of the day. The results haven't been good enough, and you know, the players realise now they need to step up to the plate more.
In terms of what you've been doing out on the training ground and the preparations that you're making for Saturday, are you following a similar pattern to what you did back in the autumn?
Similar. It's you know, I think when you're an assistant manager, you can almost see the good things and the bad things, and it's you know, I've tried to get back to where I was in the two games that I took over previously. You know, it's get the boys back and enjoying their football again, get the smiles back on their faces. It's never easy when a manager leaves the building. You know, it's not nice for anyone at the football club, but it's so important for the lads to have a response this week, and you know, go to Shrewsbury with a positive mindset that they're going there to win.
Because back in the autumn with Oldham, clearly you got the reaction that you wanted, both in terms of the result that was great, but also the atmosphere and the nature of the performance as well?
Yeah, it was. There was a really good feel that week about the club, obviously, and it was never nice that, you know, Robbo left his post at the time, and, you know, I managed to get a reaction from them that week. I will get a reaction from them this week. They've been in today again. There's no days off this week. I told them that on Sunday. We're here to work. There's no holiday mode for anyone. If anyone thinks we're in a holiday mode, then they can think again. So they've been in working Sunday, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. It's not a punishment. It's just I feel as if we need to make sure that we're fully focused and fully ready for Saturday.
In terms of picking the team and your selection, your thinking last time, I think, was everyone got a clean slate, as it were, and you almost started again. Is that what you'll do this time around as well?
Yep, same again. I will be. My team will be picked. I told the lads my team will be picked tomorrow. So they'll know who's playing by tomorrow, so they're in a frame of mind that they know whether they're playing or not. I have got a team in my head, just a couple of little things I need to have a look at tomorrow. But yeah, definitely, I think everyone's got a clean slate at the club now, and you know, it's a team that I'll pick, a team that will go there and play the right way, the way this club should play. You know, and that's one thing I'll be looking forward to.
Yeah, a couple of players rested at the weekend. Are you going to be following a similar kind of pattern with that, or is everyone back in contention and you're going to pick the strongest side you can?
Nobody will be rested. It'll be the strongest team that I can get on the pitch, that's for sure. Obviously, Chris was suspended. He comes back. I think Bozzy has 14 yellow cards. I'll make a decision on whether to play him or not come tomorrow. But like I say, nobody will be rested, nobody will be in holiday mode.
With Michael Smith, is he still injured, or will he be under consideration?
Hopefully Michael will be okay. He's done a lot of work with the physio this week, and touch wood, he'll be fine.
In terms of what Dara's had to say, he's been very generous once again in what he's had to say about you. He says you're welcome to throw your hat into the ring. Is that something that you're going to be doing at this stage, or is it a case of focusing on the two games and then re-evaluating?
When I spoke to the chairman after the game, it was a case of, you know, just go and take these two games, and I'll speak to you after them. I don't want to be focusing on what's going to happen after the two games. It's I know it's a bit of a same old story again. He's not giving us anything, but it's that's the way it is. I want to make sure that the lads are right for Saturday and right for the last game against Blackpool, because they are going to be two tough games, but two games I expect us to win.
Yeah, because it's quite a nice situation in some ways, in that there's plenty of time, isn't there? You can deal with these two matches, and then I guess Darryl will be back in the country or whatever, but you've got plenty of time to get everything resolved.
Yeah, I think so. I think he has said that. You know, the chairman has said that. Listen, whatever goes on outside of that is irrelevant to me. My only focus is on the football side of things, obviously at the club, making sure the players are right, fresh and ready to go on Saturday.
Presumably it makes it quite a lot easier from your point of view that you know Dara so well now, that you know Barry Fry so well. It makes that quite a lot smoother.
I've always had a good relationship with the chairman and Barry, to be honest, since in the 6 years I've been here. Obviously I haven't spoke to the chairman a lot like our manager has, but when I do speak to him, I seem to have a good relationship with him. I see Barry a lot, I've got a good relationship with him, so it's it definitely helps. But like I say, it's down to the lads now. You know, we got to make sure they're prepared right this week and they're ready to go Saturday.
Is the top priority then pretty much just to get some smiles back on people's faces through what happens at the weekend and then going into the final week of the season?
The priority is to win games. The priority is to win and win the right way. That's the be-all and end-all. I've made no clues about it to the players what the team's going to be, but I've told them this week that everyone will get a fresh start this week in training. Everyone will have keep your eye open for the weekend. There's nobody going to be resting this weekend, and everyone's going to be fresh.